realization. I've just written something about this. In fact, I think that's all I ever write about. And the question often comes up, well, how is it that I'm not happy? How is it that all these things go on? What can you tell me so that I can go beyond this and be happy? What the mind is asking is, how can I stay in control? What can you tell me that I want to hear that I can do so that I can get what I want and be the way I want and have people see me the way I want? So it's the mind asking how to go beyond the mind. And of course it won't. Its job is to be there to take care of you, because you're not there to take care of you. Or you're too there to take care of you. You're not empty enough so that taking care can happen. So when trying to tell somebody what they need to look at in themselves that will liberate them, they want it on their terms. In a way, they want to stay exactly the way they are and have everything they want. There's a poem by Kabir, and I don't remember the details, but it says it very nicely. It says something like, when I decided to drop my anger, I found sex was there. When I went beyond sex, there was greed. And it goes on and on like that. And it finishes up by saying, when the mind decides to go beyond the mind, it always holds on to one thing. Now, most of us are holding on to more than one thing, but eventually you will come down to one thing, one behavioral pattern that you will not only drop, you won't see it. You don't want to see it. How come you don't want to see it if it's going to liberate you? I'll tell you. Unless you die and be reborn. Now, your mind thinks, oh, well, I'm ready to die. No, 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 no. You see, the mind says, I'm ready to die, but what it means is then, but you see, when this dying happens, not only is there no mind, but there's no person that dies. It's gone. Everything's gone. And your whole system is designed for that not to happen. It's got to be there to take care of you. Because as I say, you're not there to take care of you. Or you're not there. So that taking care can happen. So, it's most difficult for people that have done a lot of work on themselves. When they've done a lot of work on themselves, they become more sophisticated and they become more awake and more aware than the people around. And so it comes to a point where they say, well, nobody can really tell me anything. But even if they meet somebody that can tell them what they need to hear, they won't hear it. They won't let it in. The mind will bring up some excuse to say, ah, well, they don't see me. When you get very sophisticated, there are very few people that can give you feedback. But there's always somebody. Might be a little baby. Might be a bird singing in a tree. Or it might be somebody that is, let's say, more expanded than you, can see you more clearly. But you see, that last little bit doesn't want to be seen, because that's the end of you. And your whole system is designed not to die. I'm going to try and explain it again. We always hold on to one thing. And the one thing we hold on to, we become blind to. Because if we see it clearly, we'll be very embarrassed. And we'll think, I've got to do something about it. But you won't, because it's the end of you as you know you. Now, you might say, oh, that'll be a relief. Ah, yes, if you think it'll be a relief because you think you'll still be there, but you won't be there. You, as you know yourself, will not be there. You'll start talking in the third person. You'll start using your name instead of I or me, because you won't any longer be associated with an I or a me. There'll be this expansion, this absorption into everything. It's dying to everything you think you know and everything you think you don't know. It's dying to who you think you are and who you don't think you are. Every idea you've ever had, anything, it doesn't matter whether the ideas were correct. Your absorption wasn't, because you were absorbing it intellectually. And intellectually is the barrier to beingness. So without you knowing it, the more work you do, the more sophisticated you become with your defense. You get clever at it. And you hold on to that one thing. The Satori group helps to pop that. It's your own effort, but by the continuous pressure on yourself, eventually you just go, ugh, and you let it all go. That's it. Letting it go. And when you let go, what's happening? You're letting things be just the way they are, because you don't know how to change it anymore. You feel helpless. You become hopeless. That's it. Time no more. And then time no more doesn't describe it. There's no description. It's beyond description. Words always have their opposite. That's the way the mind works. This has no opposite. It isn't being one with, because there's no one. It isn't even being with, because there's no without. This undescribable state. And once you're there, you don't want to go back, but you usually do. Until you reach a very unusual point. And that's coming up for many people now. We need to be going through what we're going through. But the main thing is to change your orientation from the unessential to the essential. What's the unessential? Practically everything. Anything you're trying to do or not do or attain or get away from, all these things. It's being here now unconditionally. How many times has that been said? Be here now.